from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, which is found on page 642 in the Hebrew section of your pew Bibles. A new covenant. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Here ends the reading of our Hebrew scripture this morning. May God add God's blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of this, God's holy word. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts gathered here be acceptable unto you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The hymns I chose before for today are hymns that I know by heart. And fortunately, they are hymns that the authors and compilers of the New Century Hymnal left alone, so that when I know them by heart, I don't have to sing my very own words. So join me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. God has written that on our hearts. God and our childhood and our Sunday school classes and the worship that we have been to all of our lives. God has been able to help us to write those words which encompass the scriptures and encompass the promise of salvation in a way that is so hard not to hear and sing. The minute you hear that song, that tune, your heart sings. Your soul sings. It was wonderful to have Bill Gardner read for us today that resonant, wonderful voice that he has. This wonderful part of the Psalm 119 that talks about things sings. With my whole heart, I will seek you. I treasure your word in my heart. I delight in the way of your decrees. God told Jeremiah that the new covenant would not just be written in the books, not just in the Torah and in Deuteronomy for the second time. God has written this word, the word that we believe is Jesus Christ, the Logos. God has written Jesus Christ on our hearts. I think it's a beautiful saying when you talk about knowing something by heart, right? Because not only are you saying just rotely remembering how to say a poem or a song or something from your life. It isn't just that you remember it and you can spew it out. It's that you remember it in your heart. So what we have today, as we come together and listen for what's written on our hearts, what we have is a journey by heart. What Lent is, at the very core of its being, is a journey by heart. There is a book named that, Journey by Heart, by Rita Nagashima Brock, who was an associate press professor of humanities at Hamline University when she wrote this book. In chapter one, entitled The Character of Being Human, she says this: because the very existence of heart is basic to the structure of human life itself and is the basis of our being broken in relationships, we require connections if we are to acknowledge our own broken heart and be healed. Heart, she says, is our original grace. In exploring the depths of heart, we find incarnate in ourselves the divine reality of connection, of love. Finding our heart requires a loving presence who helps us search, who is not afraid of the painfulness of the search. This loving presence and healing memory carry the profoundest meanings of forgiveness and remembrance. What Professor Brock is here is talking about is the loving memory of Jesus Christ. And as we walk through our Lenten journey and we look at that old rugged cross that's in front of us, we know it by heart. We have been through as many Lenten journeys as we have been alive. And each time we walk by heart, we walk by heart those steps because we know each other, we know the journey by heart. One of my favorite songs is a song by Eva Cassidy. Eva Cassidy's life is a journey by heart. She was a beautiful folk singer who just had an angelic voice and who was cut short in life by melanoma, and she died very young. And it's interesting because those people who followed her when she was alive finally said to someone, let's get these songs that are somewhere in recording, because she sang in Georgetown and some of those places that had her every night or every Saturday night. And they got those recordings and they brought them together. And her first album, which was actually cut the year after she died in 1997, is called Simply Eva. Simply Eva. And the name of the particular song that I love is called I Know You by Heart. And I would like to read this as a poem for you. I won't sing it, although I love hearing it sung, because I think it talks about exactly what the psalmist meant in Psalm 119 and what Jeremiah is being told by God about the new covenant, that each part of that covenant is going to be something that we don't have to have somebody tell us about. We already know it in our hearts. Midnights in winter, the glowing fire lights up your face in orange and gold. I see your sweet smile shine through the darkness. Its line is etched in my memory, so I'd know you by heart. Mornings in April, sharing our secrets, we'd walk until the morning was gone. We were like children, laughing for hours. The joy you gave me lives on and on, 'cause I know you by heart. I still hear your voice on warm summer nights, whispering like the wind. You left in autumn. The leaves were turning. I walked down roads of orange and gold. I saw your sweet smile. I heard your laughter. You'll still hear beside me every day, 'cause I know you by heart. 'Cause I know you by heart. This could have been written about Eva Cassidy herself by those who loved her. But the words are classic, and they speak to how we know Jesus and how we can look for all of the things that Jesus taught us in his life, and we can hold them in our hearts. And we know, don't we? When something's happening, we know when something important is happening and our heart flutters, we know that that is God. And that, as Deb said last week, is a God sighting. And that we know it because we know it by heart. I saw your sweet smile. I heard your laughter. You're still here beside me every day, O Jesus, 'cause I know you by heart. Amen. Now, this last hymn may seem odd, but because it's not Martin Luther King's birthday or anything, but you'll hear the words that I wanted you to hear when you sing "We Shall Overcome." Would you stand, please, for our final hymn?